This is Radio Nepal. I'm Arjun Sapkota with the news. The headlines first. Ruling coalition's top leaders discuss matter of cabinet expansion. Leader Madhav Kumar Nepal nominated as parliamentary party leader of newly formed CPN Unified Socialist Party. House Speaker Agni Prasad Sapkota rejects to sack 14 lawmakers expelled by CPN UML. Anti-COVID-19 vaccines being used in Nepal show very strong antibody level in recipients. And Houthi rebel attacks in southern Yemen kill at least 30 soldiers. Now the news in detail. House Speaker Agni Prasad Sapkota has decided not to sack 14 lawmakers expelled by the CPN UML. Spokesperson of the Federal Parliament Secretariat, Rajnath Pandey, said Speaker Sapkota did not have to take action against the expelled lawmakers as the information regarding registration of new party was received from the Election Commission. Prime Minister Sir Bahadur Dewa, CPN Maoist Centre Chair Puspa Kamal Dahal Prachanda and CPN Unified Socialist Chair Madhav Kumar Nepal have discuss the matter of cabinet expansion. The Prime Minister's Secretariat informed that the meeting held at Balwathar today dwelt on contemporary political issues, including the expansion of the cabinet. Leader Madhav Kumar Nepal has been nominated as the parliamentary party leader of the newly formed CPN Unified Socialist Party. The first meeting of the party held at the Federal Parliament in New Baneswar after its recognition from the Election Commission unanimously picked Leader Nepal as the party's parliamentary leader. The meeting also constituted a five-member committee to draft the statute of the CPN Unified Socialist Parliamentary Party. Addressing the meetings, Chair of CPN Unified Socialist Madhav Kumar Nepal claimed that his party would not merge with other parties at present. The meeting also designated Chair Nepal the responsibility to choose names for ministers to join the cabinet from his party. Sustainable Development and Good Governance Committee of the Parliament has directed the government to give high priority to achieve the Sustainable Development Goals. After the meeting of the committee held today, Committee President Tara Devi Vatta said there should be discussion and monitoring of the progress made by the line ministries regarding the SDGs and the ways of resolving the problems. She shared that the directives issued by the committee would be followed off. 94 people lost their lives and 44 others are still missing till today since the start of monsoon this year. The National Disaster Risk Reduction and Management Authority spokesperson Biswa Prakash Arwal said almost 6,000 people had been shifted to safer places so far. According to the authority, nearly 4,000 houses were inundated in the past 3 days. Likewise, 9 people lost their lives while 6 others are missing in the rain disaster during the 3 days. Spokesperson Arwal also informed that nearly 800 houses had been completely damaged, while 25 hydropower projects, 29 motorable bridges and 29 suspension bridges sustained damages due to the natural calamities across the country during this monsoon. Meantime, meteorologist Samir Shrestha says the districts in Bagmati, Gandaki and Lumbini provinces witnessed rain today, while the western part of the country will see heavy rain tonight. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now it's time for a short break.
डैडी इन्डिया जाने मम्मी चाइना जाने दुवै जना फेसबुक र भाइबरमा जीरो अनि हामीले कसरी कन्ट्याक्ट गर्ने
तिमीहरू फेसबुक र भाइबरमा हिरो भएर के गर्ने नेपाल टेलिकमले ल्याएको सेवा सुविधाको बारेमा जीरो रहेछौ अहिले नेपाल टेलिकमले रोमिङ सेवा ल्याएको छ चाइना र इन्डियामा हाम्रो यही प्रिपेड मोबाइल मजाले चल्छ बेला बेलामा कुरा गर्न केही समस्या छैन
हो र भने अनि कसरी चलाउने चाहिँ थाहा छ त
किन थाहा नहुनु यो सेवा एक्टिभेट गर्नलाई *1415 *7 र ह्यास डायल गर्नुपर्छ र उतैबाट रिचार्ज गर्न पनि मिल्छ तिमीहरूलाई पनि अरू कुरा थाहा पाउन मन छ भने नेपाल टेलिकमको मोबाइल एप्स अथवा वेबसाइट हेरे हुन्छ
नेपाल टेलिकम राष्ट्रको संचार
Welcome back. Now the remaining news. The two-dose vaccines being used in Nepal have shown up to 90% antibody level against COVID-19. Issuing a press statement today, the health ministry informed that a recent study carried out in Nepal showed 80% antibody level in recipients of the first dose and 90% antibody level in recipients of the second dose. Health Ministry's spokesperson Dr. Krishna Prasad Porwal said 68.6% of the total 13,113 samples selected for the study developed the excellent antibody level in the vaccine recipients. The samples were collected from the 5th of June to the 14th of August. The ministry further informed that the samples collected from 7 provinces and all geography of Nepal demonstrated the similar antibody level. It has also urged all to adopt health safety measures as the infection risk is still prevalent due to emergence of new variants. The Ministry of Health and Population has reported 1,388 new cases of COVID-19 in Nepal today. As per the ministry's update, 2,260 people recovered from the virus infection in the last 24 hours. Meanwhile, 24 people died due to COVID-19, taking the total death toll to 10,714 in the country. Devotees will not be allowed to pay homage to the Patan-based Krishna temple on the occasion of the Krishna Janmashtami tomorrow. Lalitpur Metropolis Mayor Chiribabu Maharjan said a meeting held among representatives of different religious trusts and other stakeholders agreed to observe the festival with a limited number of people for the continuity of the rituals. The decision to stop people from entering the temple on the Krishna Janmashtami festival was taken bearing in mind the ongoing COVID-19 infection risk. You are listening to Radio Nepal's English News. Now on to some international updates. At least 30 soldiers have been killed and 60 wounded in Houthi rebels' attacks on a military base in Yemen belonging to forces of the Saudi-led coalition. Officials said today's attack on the Al-Anad military base in the government-held southern province of Lahij was carried out using armed drones and ballistic missiles. Authorities say the death toll may rise as rescuers are still scouring the scene. U.S. President Joe Biden has warned that another attack on Kabul airport is likely soon. All U.S. citizens have been urged to leave the area as the U.S. continues its final evacuation from the country. Following President Biden's warning, the U.S. embassy in Kabul has also warned of an attack in specific areas of Kabul airport, including its access gates. Meantime, Taliban technical experts and engineers have said they are ready to take over Kabul airport as soon as U.S. forces leave. The Taliban have also said they hope to announce a government for the country within a few days. Now the general weather forecast for the country for tonight. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather to be generally to mostly cloudy throughout the country. Light to moderate rain is likely to occur at many places of the country. There are also chances of heavy rain with thunder and lightning at a few places of Province 1, Bagmati Province, Gandaki Province, Lumbini Province, Karnali Province and Sudur Paschim Province. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin. But before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. Ruling coalition's top leaders discuss matter of cabinet expansion. Leader Madhav Kumar Nepal, nominated as parliamentary party leader of newly formed CPN Unified Socialist Party. House Speaker Agni Prasad Sapkota rejects to sack 14 lawmakers expelled by CPN UML. Anti-COVID-19 vaccines being used in Nepal show very strong antibody level in recipients. And Houthi rebel attacks in southern Yemen kill at least 30 soldiers. Well, that's the end of this news bulletin from Radio Nepal for this hour. Please also log into our website www.onlineradionepal.gov.np for more news and online programs. Our next news in English is at 8 a.m. tomorrow. Stay tuned and have a good night.